Your Embrace is a Treacherous Place by Nigh Impossible. Read by Rhea 314. Fandom Ravencycle. Pairing Richard Gansey III, Blue Sergeant. Rating Explicit, no archive warning supply. It's dangerous. Perhaps that's why she wants it so much. Why she wants him so much. Gansey used to think that, Blue thinks. He must have learned how to shoulder other people's desire, how to carry the weight of his admirer's gaze without preening or blushing. Blue watches the headlights of the pig drift into her driveway, and, shamefully, her body thrills at the sight. She swings herself down into the passenger seat wordlessly. "I know a place," Gansey suggests. "Go." They haven't told anyone yet, and that should be cause to pause, to slow down, to wait. Blue thinks she knows better than to go behind Adam's back, and Blue knows it's killing Gansey. She bites her tongue at the turn of the phrase, "Don't even think it," to keep it hidden. They really should stop. Gansey parks, and Blue gets out of the car. "Jane?" Gansey calls, following her out. She hops on the hood of the car, the engine warm beneath her bottom, from the short drive out into the night. Gansey does not join her, but instead leans against the pig, boxing her in with his arms. Their faces are close enough to touch. It's just fucking torture. Blue whines and twists in her seat on the car, her skirt bunching up slightly. Gansey's eyes flicker down to the skin now revealed there, just above where her knee socks end. And when they lock eyes once more, his pupils are blown wide with desire. He leans in, and Blue warns, "No lips."
"Sounds like a challenge,"
Gansey decides after a short pause, running his fingers up and down her arms, bare in the summer heat. Goosebumps rise on her skin and she shudders.
"Cold?" he asks gallantly.
Because when, if ever, is Gansey not gallant? Gansey's chivalry is enough to choke on.
"No," Blue says directly.
Gansey makes a noise in response, a mix between a groan and a whimper, and Blue likes it a little too much. The idea of him losing control and just planting a kiss on her lips, on her neck, on her... well. Blue blushes furious as Gansey's hands start to roam just everywhere, and he laughs.
"What are you thinking about?" he asks her. "You look...
beautiful.
Gorgeous,"
Blue suggests, tilting her head back to look up at the moon. When she turns her head back to Gansey, she can see the stars in his eyes.
"Always."
Gansey grins.
"But I meant, well, you look wrecked."
She feels it, too. Feels how this has destroyed the life she had before knowing these damn Raven boys. How it destroys her in the now, with Gansey's hands riding up and down the outsides of her thighs, just under the hem of her skirt and no further the tease. How this will destroy her for every other future love. "What a compliment," is all Blue can come up with.
"It is," Gansey murmurs,
and she believes him. His fingers graze across the tops of her thighs now, and Blue groans out a "please," thrusting her hips up toward him, and, well, who is he to deny her the few pleasures they can have? He has large hands, and under him she feels very small. With her skirt rucked up around her waist, Blue watches Gansey hesitate.
"Are you sure?" he asks. Maybe we should stop before it gets too..."
He struggles for the right word.
"Serious." Blue lets her knees spread slightly. Do you want to stop? Gansey's mouth purses adorably. Blue. Blue leans forward, touching her forehead to his, then letting her nose drift down the side of his cheek. She lets her breath fog up against his mouth before diving down and away. This is new for her, this seduction thing. This is all fairly new, to be frank. But that doesn't mean she's opposed to it. Gansey groans outright. You're a horror. But he presses the heel of his hand against her core, and she whines at the pressure. His touch is electric. It's as if he sent a shock through her body. Blue grinds up against him with a small moan that she is unable to contain. More, she whispers, burying her face in the crook of his neck. He gives her more. Her orgasm is a slow drip that builds into a strong pour, one that makes her shake against him. He generates it using the heel of his hand and nothing more, and Blue thinks about what he could do with his fingers. When she comes with a small hiss, there's no one there to hear her but Gansey, who looks so tremendously pleased with himself that Blue almost regrets coming at all. Fuck, Gansey groans, forcing himself awake. Gross, Noah points out, glancing at Gansey's wet sheets. Noah is sitting on the windowsill, giving Gansey a look of sheer disdain. Get out of here. Gansey swats in his embarrassment, and Noah vanishes. It had been years since his last nocturnal emission, and Gansey didn't need another witness to his shame. He strips his bed of sheets and blanket and, annoyed at himself, goes to throw them in the wash. The only thing he can remember about his dream is the curve of Blue's back and her voice begging, "Please, Gansey." The mere memory of it. It's nearly enough to send him into the shower for a cool down. "I've never done this before," Gansey admits. "What, and you think I have?" Blue asks, her voice tinny in the speaker of his cell phone. "I've come to find that underestimating you often ends up biting me in the ass." Gansey laughs, no assumptions or judgments from this end. "If you're gonna tiptoe around me like this all night, I think phone sex might have been a bad call." Blue sighs. Gansey frowns. What are you wearing?" Blue makes a nose of disgust, says, "Seriously?" and hangs up. They don't have phone sex that night. "Let's try that thing again tonight," Blue suggests, a few days later. Noah is in the back seat, looking dreamily out the window, so Gansey shoots Blue a warning glare. "You know we're not alone, right?" She calls him a little after 2 in the morning. "I've got those shorts on, the ones you like," she says by way of greeting. "Oh," Gansey grins, "I do like those. I like them a lot." "I'm taking them off." Gansey makes a noise that he hopes qualifies as a groan. "Jesus, Jane." "You should touch yourself, dick," Blue says a little testily. "Yeah, okay." Gansey's hands drift down beneath the waistband of his boxers. "What are you thinking about?" she asks, a little breathlessly. "And you're not allowed to say Glendower."
"I wasn't," Gansey protests. "Well, only a little."
"Asshole."
"Mostly I was thinking about your legs in those shorts. And now I suppose your legs out of those shorts. Your legs really are something, you know that, Blue."
Gansey grins. When he closes his eyes, he sees her calves, her thighs, and her knobby knees. "Genetics," Blue shrugs, but he can tell she's pleased.
"I'd like to see them more often," Gansey
says a little blithely.
He takes a few slow pulls on himself, his dick hardening quite nicely.
In closer quarters.
That can be arranged, Blue plays along. They can be convinced. But I warn you, they're kind of snobby.
I am surrounded by snobs, and may very well be a snob, Miss Sergeant,
Gansey says, with a posh accent.
Surely we'll get along.
Don't call me Shirley. Blue laughs.
I should never have shown you airplane. Also, I'm taking my shirt off, so hold on.
He does it in a swift motion, and when he comes back on the phone, Blue asks, Naked now?
Super naked,
Gansey confirms.
Oh.
Which is about when Blue makes the noise that absolutely fascinates Gansey. And honestly, it makes him want to drive over to 300 Fox Way and hear the noise in person. It's a whimper, a beautiful, quiet whimper, that drives Gansey to ask,
Next time I want to use my fingers.
You do? Blue squeaks, and Gansey takes that as a sign to press on.
Oh yes, Gansey grins.
I think that's a reasonable next step. She agrees, her breathing a little shallow on the receiver.
Perfectly reasonable.
Gansey nods to himself.
Gansey?
Blue asks, voice tight.
Yes.
Would you kiss me if you could? Gansey closes his eyes and leans back against his pillow, letting out a sigh in spite of himself.
Blue, there are days when I think kissing you would be worth death.
Fuck, Blue says as she comes. Keep your eyes on the road, Blue says lazily.
Easier, Gansey grimaces. Easier said than done in this. Fuck. Blue.
His knuckles tighten on the wheel as they soar down the highway.
Easier said than done in this instance. Shit.
Blue likes seeing Gansey attempt to keep it together. It's just past high noon, and the daytime shines down on them like a magnifying glass. Look. Look at what these two are doing. Despicable. She doesn't feel despicable with her hand around his cock. She feels powerful. She wonders what he tastes like. She's wondered for a while now, but she doesn't dare lay her mouth upon him. She's not stupid. He curses loudly at a traffic light when he comes on her hand and his khaki trousers.
If I'd known this was the plan for today, I'd have brought a spare pair.
Sex is weird without kissing. Not bad, though, just weird. Not that their whole lives aren't weird, though. She rides him on her bed, his hands on her hips, steadying her. She threads her hands through his hair and gives it a tug, testing his reaction. Her hair pulling elicits a whine and a,
Yes, please. God, again.
And Blue grins. She loves messing up the picture-perfect Richard Gansey III. Loves pulling out his hair. Loves seeing sweat pool on his forehead and drip down his temples because of her. Loves seeing him in disarray, because God only knows that Gansey and disarray are two things that rarely go hand in hand. She can take his carefully cultured persona apart. It's fascinating from an outside perspective, and invigorating from within. She doesn't expect to come at the same time as him. She knows that's a naive fantasy. So when he does come inside her, he grips her hips forcefully, in a way that's sure to leave fingerprints on her ass, and she thinks she likes it. She's not even close, but that's okay. Gansey, after writing out his orgasm, looks a little disheartened.
Sorry,
he apologizes. Don't be,
Blue smiles.
Seems like I have some work to do.
Gansey grins, rolling out of her and peeling back his condom and tossing it, tied off, in the trash by her nightstand. Blue flips onto her back, and Gansey knocks her knees wide around his shoulders. Blue frowns.
God, but I want to taste you,
Gansey admits.
Don't risk it, Blue warns. I'm not,
Gansey agrees. Just wanted you to know.
Trust me, Blue sighs, as Gansey's fingers trail across her core. I know.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.